Welcome on the show, Dylan.
Thanks for having me, Miles.
So, Dylan, just some of our listeners might not know what fantasy sports are and might be thinking it's some sort of a riff on the Game of Thrones series. Can you just quickly explain what fantasy sports are?
Absolutely. So, fantasy sports are, they're basically a game that's played among fans of a particular sport. So, in Australia, that could be AFL, NRL, Big Bash Cricket. And what they do is they select a virtual team of players from real life teams. And then each week, based on the performance of the players in their team, they get awarded fantasy points based on the statistics. And so the winners within the fantasy league are those that accumulate the highest scores each round.
Okay, now, fantasy sports, I'm sure I myself have engaged in a few competitions online with a few media outlets. Is there a relationship that you've found so far between daily fantasy sports or your everyday fantasy sports and problem gambling? Has that developed thus far?
Yeah, well, I think firstly it's important to make a distinction between traditional fantasy sports and daily. So traditional fantasy sports are ones that are played over an entire season of competition, and they're usually free to play or for a very small entry fee at the beginning of the season. So that's not where our concern mainly is. It's with the newer form, which is daily fantasy sports, and that's a much more accelerated version. So they're played over just a single game or a round of competition, and each time you enter into a contest, they involve entry fees. And in Australia, this can be up to $1,000 per contest. And there are like multiple contests running simultaneously over different sports. So theoretically, there is space to be spending a lot of money in a very short time. Unfortunately, there's not much research at all in this particular area because it is so new. So we really don't know what links there are between participation in daily fantasy sports and the actual harms that can occur to the players. And that's something we're trying to look a bit more into at the Gambling Treatment and Research Clinic.
Okay, and I just want to ask about how fantasy sports actually have a broad relationship with betting or gambling companies. Are there any gambling companies that sponsor daily competitions or even traditional competitions?
Yeah, absolutely. More so the daily competitions. So the very first company in Australia to start a daily fantasy sports competition was Moneyball. And so they don't necessarily have any links. But following on from that, a number of new sites have actually popped up. So basically, they're just taking on the trend of daily fantasy sports. So one of the more newer ones is called DraftStars, and that is a combined effort between CrownBet, which I'm sure many of the listeners are aware of, at Fox Sports, and 7 West Media as well. I believe I'll just check my notes, but there is another company in Australia, TopBetter as well, has also moved into the fantasy sports market too.
And so do you think that there's a correlation or even a causation relationship there with the potential for gambling issues with these daily fantasy sports competitions and them being even hosted by gambling companies?
Yeah, look, there is a potential for it. Again, we don't know for sure if there is the relationship, but it definitely is something worth testing. And the reason for that is because particularly with problem gamblers, we do know that they often gamble on multiple different forms. So with the daily fantasy sports, it could just be another form of gambling that they could participate in and spending more money and time on that particular activity and just adding an additional element of financial stress to that person as well. And just because they are so quick and the betting amounts can be quite high as well, there is that potential. So it's definitely something that we want to look into and to actually get some evidence whether there is that link.
Okay, what about the regulation around online fantasy sports in terms of, are there any grey areas or loopholes, or is it one that's actually been well regulated so far?
Well, we're a bit different here in Australia than in the US. So in the US, there is a lot of grey areas. So daily fantasy sports, in the US did go through a loophole where they're not technically classified as gambling. And a lot of online gambling activities in the US are illegal. But however, here in Australia, we do have regulation around sports betting. And so the daily fantasy sports competitions or organisations are regulated under our normal sports wagering laws.
So saying that there is regulation in Australia, what can the research find in terms of, are you hopeful that there'd be any legislative change, or do you think that the research is more about trying to find perhaps treatment options for people? If there is concrete evidence that there is a relationship, is that what are the aims of the research in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think the results of the research could have some direct influence on legislation. So we are directly comparing daily fantasy sports participants to just regular sports bettors in Australia. And so currently daily fantasy sports is regulated as a sports wagering activity. But for instance, if we do find that there are unique harms or unique effects to playing daily fantasy sports that doesn't occur with sports bettors, then that will definitely have a direct influence on how that daily fantasy sports are regulated.
And is there any way our listeners, if they're interested, could get involved in this study?
Absolutely. So we are actively looking for people who do participate in daily fantasy sports or bet on sports. So we have a survey which is currently running at the moment. And probably the best way to access that would be to get onto Facebook. We have a Facebook page. And if they type in university survey, a hyphen, and then daily fantasy, they'll come across our page that way.
Dylan, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you about the daily fantasy sports. Learned a bit more about the area. And
great.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show.
No worries. Thank you, Miles. Thanks for having me.